Good morning, Antoine. How are you, mate?
Great. Happy Thursday.
Yes, mate. I can smell it in the air already. Footy's just around the corner. The birds are chirping. Summer's coming to a close. We can get the winter jackets out very shortly, mate. But yeah, most importantly, I've come out of my hibernation and I've spent the whole off season trying to forget about what occurred on that fateful day, grand final day. But with the new season comes renewed hope, mate, and I'm full of it. So I'm really looking forward to the games this weekend. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. It feels like the longest off season, particularly after the loss of the Bronx. But anyway, we've got, as you said, we've got the new season. So how does our trial matches work?
So last year, the NRL introduced the NRL preseason tournament, mate. So how it works is we've got 16 games across 2 weeks. Each team is allowed to name 28 players per game. Yeah, that allows for development and players to identify spots that need to be filled. And there's also unlimited interchange. So, they're not going to get too tired. The NRL's thrown $100K in prize money on it to the winner. So that's to try and help some of the poorer clubs, unlike the Broncos. But they've also thrown in the bonus point system. So, they're giving away bonus points for attacking footy. So, as an example, you get 12 points for a win, 6 points for a draw, no points for a loss, but you get points for things like if you're scoring five more tries in a game, you're making line breaks and all that sort of stuff with a maximum of 15 points available each game. Favorites for the tournament that I think, mate. You can typically expect teams with unsettled lineups where they might play a few more of their stars to try and build combinations. So, I'd expect teams like Titans, Manly, Tigers, Raiders to do well. Although, as we'll get into the games later on, mate, some of those sides haven't named their strongest lineup.
So, what games are coming up this weekend?
Tonight we've got the Bulldogs versus the Storm with the return of Ryan Pappenhausen, which I'm sure all Storm fans will be excited to see, but not just all Storm fans. I think all rugby league fans are pretty happy to see Ryan Pappenhausen back on the field. On Friday, we've got the All-Stars match, which is the Māori versus the Indigenous side. That kicks off at 4:45 for the women and about 7:10 for the men's, which will be really exciting to see. Some of the game's biggest stars will be playing in that game, including Brandon Smith for the Māori, which will be great to see. On Saturday, we've got four games all crammed into the one day, so you'll get your footy fix on that day. You've got the Knights versus the Sharks at 12:45 p.m., so a bit of a midday kickoff. Some interesting inclusions in this game are Cade Dykes and Kyle Iro, sons of former NRL players and much touted stars, so keep a lookout for them. At 2:45, we've got the Roosters versus Manly. Manly coming off a big trial win against the Rabbitohs, but the Roosters have named a really strong lineup there. So a lot of their stars are playing, other than I think Joey Manu and Brandon Smith will be missing from that game, but otherwise it's pretty much a full complement for the Roosters. Manly not so much. At 4:45, we've got the Eels taking on the Raiders. Not a very exciting game. When you look at that lineup, that's a true trial match where they're just giving a bunch of guys some experience in first grade there. And then we've got the annual Charity Shield match, which sees the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the St. George Illawarra Dragons with a very strong Dragon side named. Basically, the new coach has come in and he's named his full strength team, trying to work out some combinations there, which is good for them to see. On Sunday, mate, we've got the Warriors taking on the Tigers at 1 p.m., which also sees the return of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, one of their favourite sons, has returned, playing in the centres. So his first game back after a little hiatus in the game that some people say is played in heaven, but is mostly played by private school children in rugby union. The Cowboys will take on the mighty Brisbane Broncos at 3 p.m., the Broncos being the team for all Queensland, the heart and soul of this state, and the 2024 Premiers, with pretty strong lineup name for the Broncos. Cowboys haven't named a lot of stars. They seem to be going the opposite way of the Broncos. So I expect a large win from the Broncos in this game, with Cobbo making his debut at centre, which Kevy said early in the offseason would be his position this season, which will be interesting to see. And lastly, finishing off the round, we've got the Dolphins taking on the Titans at 5:15 p.m. Wayne Bennett, one of my favorite people in the world, has named a strong Dolphins side, including off-season recruits from the Broncos, Thomas Flegler and Herbie Farnsworth. So a pretty strong Queensland contingent on Sunday. So if you're a Queensland football fan, certainly worth parking your butt on the couch at about 3 p.m. through till about 7 o'clock to watch some exciting footy.
Oh, sounds like an awesome weekend. Footy's back.
Can't wait, mate. Can't wait. The hairs on the back of my neck are standing up, and I'm really excited to have it back in my life.
Two questions without notice. First one with the dust up with Reynolds and old mate. What was old mate's name?
That was Pat Carrigan, mate. So that was nothing, mate. Just boys being boys. You know, let the boys play. They've come out in the media. They've said, look, we've done the wrong thing. We were silly. We'll cop whatever punishment the Broncos are going to give them. It's going to be a heavy fine, you'd suggest. Most likely it'll be suspended with good behaviour, so they really won't lose any money and everyone will go their merry way and the season will kick off as usual. They won't miss out on the Vegas game. It's round one. They need both of those guys in the team to win that match, and it's an important match for not just the Broncos but for the NRL as a whole if they're looking to grow the game, and two of their biggest stars certainly won't be sitting out.
Next one, Tristan Saylor. Is he going to be in the 17 for the first match?
Mate, I don't suspect we'll see him in round one. I think he'll be in the team for South Logan Magpies, one of the Broncos feeder clubs. I think Kevy's, you know, pretty settled with having a two-hooker rotation, and I just don't see Tristan Saylor as part of our hooking rotation. You know, Tristan Saylor did ask for a release mid-season. I think you'll notice that maybe during Origin, Tristan Saylor will get a run, but I don't suspect we'll see him in the lineup come round one. He'll just be there as backup for Reece Walsh during rep footy.
Fantastic. Sean Hunter, run on debut. Great to have you on board. Thanks. You have a great weekend. I'll see you next week.
You too, mate. Thanks for having me. Look forward to talking to you next week.